At half-time here at Glenflesk this evening, it looked as if Kilcommon would be picking up the 2 points in this Round 7 Credit Union Division 1 County League matchup. Despite leading only by a couple of scores, they had been dominant for large periods, with their defence on top and causing Glenflesk problems. The second half, though, was a different story, with Glenflesk finding their top-quality form that would lead them to victory. The visitors made a fast start, taking an early 2 points to nil lead. Their defence was tight early, with captain Kevin McSweeney leading them well, forcing Glenflesk into a number of turnovers. Goalie Keith O'Leary struck a 45 beautifully for one of the scores of the half, while Kevin O'Gorman fisted just over when a goal looked possible. Glenflesk were reliant on Dara Roach and Freeze for their early scores and would have been happy to only go in a couple of points down at the break. After their sluggish start to the first half, Glenflesk upped the tempo after the break. Jamie Minan, powerful run and well-timed hand pass allowed Caelum Cronin to find the net for the eighth time throughout this County League campaign, lobbing O'Leary with an exquisite chip. Kilcommon responded with two quick Paul O'Shea frees. Then came the scoring burst that would lead Glenflesk to victory. With the ball coming into the forward line far quicker, the returning Roach was key to this, firing over four of the next 5 points. The highlights coming after Minan had soared to catch a kick out and Roach turned on his left and split the post with ease. Killian O'Sullivan also added another point as Glenflesk started to build up a lead, with their attacking play now much improved. And their defence was forcing Kilcommon into bad shots and into tight corners. After a superb Ian Roach pass, Roach took a mark and kicked over his 11th point of the night. Kilcommon's last chance was thwarted by a superb intercept by Joe Rudden. Kevin Bowler carried on the move before Cronin added the finishing touch, rounding O'Leary and smashing home his shot to the net with his right foot. Kilcommon and Glenflesk are now locked on 9 points on the table. But victory tonight was for Glenflesk and leaves them in a very strong position heading into the final four games. Thanks for listening and good luck.